Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Okay, we're holding a Nedarim Daf Chav Ches, but first I want to be mashlim something from yesterday in the sugya of Asmachta, that the Gemara had discussed why there's no issue of Asmachta in the case that a person wants to be Mevatel Schusei. So first, the Gemara offered the option that maybe Shaini Hocha de Mitvesin Schusei. That maybe there's a difference that over here, that the thing that I want to be makne, so it's in the other person's hands. What does that mean? It seems that the Gemara means to say that because the thing that he wants to be zeichin is already in his hands, so al karchach I'm going to have lots of gemiras das because I see the hakna in front of my eyes. But the Gemara says that al karchach that's not true. That's not a good machalik. Because in the case of Mashlish Shtaroi, so we see that that's not a case. We see that that's not a machalik. Dahainu, the Gemara speaks about a case that a person was para miktsas chayv vehishlish hashtar biyadshlish. And he says that if I don't come back within 30 days, so you can give him back the entire shtar. Dahainu, that I'm giving the person, I'm giving my malva the option, the possibility of being goyve, the half of the chayv, a second time. So b'kaigavna, even though I'm saying that even though the shtar is no longer in my hands, so we have the maila of matfis susay, nevertheless, the Gemara says that there is an issue of smachta, and therefore the Gemara commands to a second machalik, and that is the shiny hacha di amar mivtulan susay. So the Ran brings a machalikus rishayim. What does it mean that the Gemara is machalik that in the case of mivtulan susay, so then there's no issue of smachta? So he brings a machlekes that is there an issue of a smachta in the case of mechila? And he says that this is a machlekes between Rambam and the Rashi. The Shitas HaRambam is that when the Gemara says that mivtel and schusei, what it means is that there's a difference between a hakna and a mechila. That the only time that there's an issue of a smachta is only if I'm going to be makna something or be mischai of something, al tanai. But if I'm just being meichel, then even though it's nasmachta, even though it could be that there's no gemiras das, but nevertheless the mechila is chal. What's the difference? Very simple, that when a person is doing a hakna or his chayvas, so he's doing a chalois gomer. Masha'en ken, a mechila is not a chalois gomer, but rather what is it? I'm not being mechadish something, but rather I'm just being masalik myself. Dehainu, that I have a schus tfiyah, and I'm just letting go of my schus tfiyah. Says the Rambam that when a person is letting go of his chus, so he's not making something, and because he's not making something or being, whether he's not changing the ownership of something or being miyatzer his chayvus, so therefore he's doing less of an asiyah. Because he's doing less of an asiyah, so he needs less gemiras das. Because he needs less gemiras das, so therefore, so even if the mechila was done by asmachta, so nevertheless the mechila is chal. The Ran brings the Chitas Rashi. In Bav Metzia, Daf Memchesim Abeis is Nishtaze. Rashi is discussing a different case that a person says that we're speaking about Hanoisein Eroven Lachavera. A person gives a mashkin to his friend. The Amar Loi Imin Imani Choizerbi Emcholcha Arvoini. That the person says that if I go back on what we made up, then I moichel you my mashkin. And says the Rambam, it says the Rashi that in such a case, so there's an issue of smachta kanya. Asmachta laikanya. So the Ran brings out from this Rashi that Shitas Rashi is that by mechila there is an issue of asmachta, and he's not mechalik the Rambam between mechila and other asiyas. Based on this, so the Ran is going to say a very big chiddush that we're about to get to, but I just want to stop for a moment and think that this hechrach for Rashi is not such a hechrach, because even though the Gemara uses the word mechila, is the Gemara really speaking about a regular mechila? What's the case? The case is the person gives a mashkin. Now, to whom does the mashkin belong? The mashkin, there is a halacha that Bal Chayv is kind of mashkin. However, the ikr bailus is certainly still the bailus of the loive. And therefore, when a person says that I'm being meichel you my mashkin, does it really mean I'm being meichel you in the same way that he's being meichel a chayv? Absolutely not. That when a person says I'm being meichel my mashkin, that's his way of saying that this mashkin that you already have a tiny bit of schus, I'm going to be machne you this schus. But over here, certainly silik is not enough. Certainly, if I'm being meichel you a mashkin, what I really mean is I'm being machne you the mashkin. And therefore, just because Rashi says that there's an issue of a smachta in the case of being meichel amashkon, that doesn't mean that Rashi is going to be moide that in the case that a person is being meichel achoiv, that there's also an issue of smachta. That's end parentheses, that lulei the divrei haran, I would say that there's no machlekes, that there's no hechrech from Rashi, that there's no issue of smachta, that there is an issue of smachta in the case of mechila. However, the Ran doesn't say that, and the Ran says that because Shitas Rashi is that there is an issue of Esmachta in the case of Mechila, so Akarchach, when the Rashi saw these words of the Gemara, that Shani Hacha Diyomar lived to Linschusei, he didn't understand that the Gemara means to say that there's no issue of Esmachta in the case of Mechila, but rather Rashi Akarchach had a different Havana. What is that Havana? Says the Ran that Rashi learned that the Gemara means to say that a person is not being Meichel, the Choyvus of the Shtaris, but rather what is he doing? Says the Ran, he's being Moide that the Shtaris are mezuyofis. It's a haidas bal din kamei edem dami that the person is being moide and the ziyuf of the shtar. Now the stipler over here in Simen Chav, so he raises a tremendous problem that I'm sure many of you had, and that is that how does it make sense? What is the musug of having a haidas bal din al tanai? What does it mean when this person says that if I don't come back within 30 days, then I'm being mevata the schuyas the hainu, that if I don't come back in 30 days, that's a proof that the shtaris are mizuyofus. But if I do come back, then that's a proof that the shtaris are shtaris amitius. So what does that mean? Haidas bal din, what's the concept of haidas bal din? It's kameya edim dami, it's like an edus, that I'm being meyed, that such a thing is true. And the halacha is that when a person is coming to be mechayev himself, so then the he himself is so neman, that he's more neman than even meya edim, and therefore we trust him that he's telling the truth. Now, when it comes to a person telling the truth or not, so what does it make sense that I'm being telling the truth al tanai? That either I'm telling the truth or not telling the truth. How could it be that my telling the truth is dependent on whether or not I come back in 30 days? That is a pashut shaila that the stipler asks on the Ran. So he at first he wants to say that maybe what this person means to say is as follows. Maybe he means to say that I'm not telling you right now if the shtaris are mizuyafis or not. But you know how I'm going to tell you? I'm going to tell you through my actions. That if I come back, then that's that proof that I really didn't say anything. But if I don't come back, that's my way of saying that the shtaris are mizuyafis. That I'm making like a sign language, I'm making a code, that in my code, my not coming back is an amira that the shtaris are mizuyafis. That's the first option that the stipler brings up. But he brings up two problems why that's not enough. First of all, that he writes in parentheses that it's bepashtus, if a person makes such an asiya, if a person makes up such a code with the bezdin, so then pashtus is that he can be chayzer by. That there's no such thing as being makne, being mischayev to a certain code word. That just because I decided that I want to make a certain code, but if next day I said, you know, what I said yesterday about the code, forget it. So then there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to be chayzer by. That's the first issue. The second issue is that the stipler brings a different case, according to Tosfos, it's not according to all the opinions, that over there, you can't say that at all. What is that? He brings an interesting Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes, that the Gemara has a shaila about a shchiv mira shahoida. Now the halacha of a shchiv mira, everybody knows, is that if a person is dying, a person is terminally ill, and he gives away all of his nechassim, so we say that the fact that he gave away all his nechassim, that the is muchach, that the only reason why he gave his nechassim is because he thought he was going to die. So if im amad chayzer, so the halacha is that if basoif he lives, so then adai to the halacha that he would live, he didn't give away all his nechassim, and because adai to the halacha he didn't give his nechassim, so the matana is not chal. The Gemara is mechalik, if a person gives away all his nechassim, if a person gives away all his some of his nechassim, because by some of his nechassim, that means that he's hoping he's still going to live. If he was planning on dying, so then why would he leave himself anything? So the Gemara has a shayla, what if a person didn't do matana, he wasn't makne his nechassim, but rather he was moide that all his nechassim belonged to somebody else. So there's a machlokes rishonim how to learn that Gemara. The Rashbam says that what the Gemara means to say is that do we say that the haida is a haida? Do we say that the person is serious? Or do we say that no, that there's a concept that a person is also shaloi lahasbia asbana, for the person that has a tendency that when a person is dying, he doesn't want all of the all of the Balei Hamoistos to come knocking at his kid's door because now they're millionaires. And therefore, he likes to tell everybody, you know, all of my money, it's really everybody else's money, that my kids, they're going to be poor, and Aniyim, give them lots of money. So that because a person is also to do such a thing, therefore his Aida doesn't have the Tokev of Aida, and therefore that we can't paskin based on this Aida. That is the way the Rashbam is Masber. However, Tosfos over there, he argues on the Rashbam, and he gives a different pshat. Tosfos understands when the Gemara means to say that Shechiv Mirash Haida, what is the Halacha? What it means is that Avada, it has the Tokev of Haida. Avada, the Haida Spadin, is Makne, his Nechasim, to his friend. The whole Shaila of the Gemara is that maybe Im Amad Chayzer, maybe just like when a person gives a Matana, so the Halacha is Im Amad Chayzer, maybe so too, that if a person is Maida, because it's a Shechivira, maybe he's going to be Chayzer. So now, affect the stipler, that what does Tosfos mean? When a person is being Maida, so then what is the Tzad that Im Amad Chayzer? What's it mean, Imam al Chayzer? The pshat is that a person only gives something, adai to dahachi, that he's going to die. Now, what does it mean that I'm being moided that something is yours, adai to dahachi, that I'm going to die? Either it's yours or it's not yours. Then how could it be that whether or not I'm going to die, that's mishane if it's yours or not? We're speaking about the truth here. We're not speaking about a certain asiyah, but rather we're speaking about the facts. So, legabi the facts, what does it mean to make a haida al tanai that I'm going to die? That is the shayla of the stipler, that he says that we see in Tosfos this same idea that there's such a thing as a haidas baldin al tanai that luchura makes no sense. So, and over here, so you can't say the eitzah that he wanted to say in our case, because over here, that avada the dying is not a code word for anything. So the stipler says that it would seem that we can prove from here that there's a concept of a kinyan odisa, that in haidas baldin, so besides the ne'monus, that a person is neman al atzmai, yesim emei edem. So there's also an idea, machlokes yeshenim, over there in Bava Basra, that maybe, that besides the nemanus, there's also a hakna going on, that this, when a person is moided that something belongs to his friend, that itself is makne, the things to his friend. And therefore a person can be masne on that hakna of the kinyan odisa. But the Maisa, the stipler, is not so crazy about this pshat, because he says that what's it mean that there's a kinyan odisa? What it means is that first of all, the Kinyan Odisa is based on the din of Ne'monus, of Haidas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. Says the stipler that because there's a halacha of Haidas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami, and therefore Bezdin is going to paskin that the Chavetz belongs to Pliny. So because the Bezdin is going to paskin that the Chavetz belongs to Pliny, that itself is makne the Chavetz to Pliny. However, by us, that because the Haidas Baldin is only Al-Tanai, and therefore there is no Ne'monus. There's no such thing as saying that it belongs to him Al-Tanai. So if there's no Ne'monus, so it doesn't make sense that there should be any hakna. So therefore, the stipler blibes tzarechian that in the Ran by us and Tosfos in Bava Basra, that what is this musug of hayda al tnai, and that he wants to be mechadish bedas Rashi, and we want it to be miyashiv that it could be that really the whole thing is a tois, that really that Rashi is not muchrach to be chaylik on the Rambam, that it could be that in case of mechilas chayv lekuliyama, that the halacha is going to be that esmachta kanya. Okay, now we have the Mishnah of Noijin Laharagim. So the Mishnah is discussing a Jewish gangster that wants to take all of your food from you. So you say, it's not going to help you that because the food is all truma, or that it's not mine, it belongs to the melech. So the gangster, he doesn't believe you. So he says, prove to me that you're telling the truth. So he says, you tell him that I'm take a koinem, like the Mishnah says at the end, that I take a koinem not to be benefit from my family, alatzad, that it's not actually truma. That, it says in the Mishnah, is clearly what is permitted. What about taking a shvuah? So shvuah, the Mishnah tells us, is machlekes beis Hillel beis Shammai. So the question is, which kind of shvuah are we speaking about? That we could say that the case of the shvuah is the exact same thing as neder. It just, instead of taking a neder, I took a shvuah, dahainu, that I'm nishba, not to benefit from my family, alatzad, that I'm not telling the truth. However, what would be if the gangster, he doesn't suffice with that, but rather he says, I want you to swear that this is truma. Is that permitted or not? So the Ritva, by us, he says that is in fact forbidden. What is the difference? Because in the case that I'm taking a shvuah sheker mamish, then there's no heter. The Shach, in Reish Lamed Beis, Sivkot Lamed Aleph, as well as the Goin, in Sivkot Lamed Ches, so they bring that the Yerushalmi says Andrish from the Ritva. In the Yerushalmi, it's clear that the person is permitted to be nishbala sheker mamish. The Yerushalmi says, Ashkach, Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Leisishbu Bishmi LaShoker, Nishba Ad LaHarogin LaHaranim VeLaMuchsin. So the Yerushalmi makes a drasha that the pasuk says Leisishbu Bishmi LaShoker. So the Karban Eder is Mashbir that what is the drasha that it doesn't say Bishoker, that it doesn't say that it's forbidden to take a shvuah any time that it is actually a lie, but rather it says LaShoker. What's it mean, la shoker? It means that if you're trying to lie. But what would be if the reason why you're taking a shvuah is not because you're trying to lie, but rather because you're just trying to save yourself from being robbed? So b'kai gavno, the Yerushalmi has a drasha that that's not nichlal in the iser of shvuas sheker. So that is a machlokes between the Ritva and the Shach and the Goyim. The question is that in the Gemara it's mavur that the only time that it's mutter for a person to take this neder l'sheker, that he's saying that he's not going to benefit from his family, that's only when he says b'liboy hayoyim. That's only b'oifen that he has a t'nai, that according to his t'nai, so he's actually fulfilling his neder. But when a person makes a shvua sheker, so it's not possible to make such a t'nai. So why should the Shach and the Goyin, why should he say that by Shavuot it's permitted? Hare, it's if that the Gemara says clearly that the only time it's mutter is ba'ofen that the person beliboy is machsher, so to speak, his nether. So the emes is that the kasha is only a kasha and the Shach, because in the Yishami itself, the Yishami never brings this halacha that the person has to say beliboy hayom. It would seem that the pashtus in the Yishami, the shitas how Yishami is, that it argues on the Bavli, and there's absolutely no necessity for a person to be masna b'liboy, but rather the nether or the shvuah is mutar me'elev. We'll get to that in a second. But on the Shach, so it is a kashim, because we paskin, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, so they do bring down this halacha that the person has to be masna b'liboy. So the emes is that Nekudas HaKesef says that a person can make a interesting t'nai, hamachudish, a very original t'nai. What's a t'nai? He says that when the Meiri in Kiddushin, so he gives this example that a person can say that I'm telling you this Shal HaMelech, but he really has in mind that in my house I'm the Melech. So what about Truma? So that he doesn't speak about. A person can say that, yeah, I call all of my food Truma. It's a zecher to Harry Truman. But whatever it is, that a person makes a t'nai kol shehu, b'liboy, and that's going to take care of the issue of Shvuas Sheker. So we have here a machlokes between the Ritva and the Shach, that what is the gather of, when the Gemara says the person has to say Beliba Hayoim, the person has to have a T'nai, so does it have to be a serious T'nai, or is even a T'nai Kol Shehu, even a wacky T'nai, is that also going to be matter the Neder or not? So to understand this, then, and certainly to understand the Shitas HaYerushalmi itself, that says they don't have to make a t'nai at all. So I would like to share with you that it seems that the Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand here the Yisoid HaHeter here. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil B'Meches in Chav Ches Amud Aleph, so he has a question, that why is it that over here we have to say B'liba HaYoyim, my Shna from the Mishnah earlier, that there's a parasha of Nidrei Zeruzin. That in the parasha of Nidrei Zeruzin, so it says that a person can say that I'm taking a koinam, that if I'm going to sell it to you for less than what I want, and we say that it's mutter me'elov, you don't have to think b'liboy that no, I just meant that if I don't do it, that I'm gonna not be gedana hayoyim. That no, we say because everybody understands that the matzev is mochiach, that I wasn't serious. So because the matzev is mochiach, I wasn't serious, the neder is mutter. Why is it over here that we have to come on to a masna b'liboy? That's the kasha that Tosfos asks. So Tosfos, he does answer this question. It's not clear what he means to say. His words are that by Nidrei Zeruzin there's no anan sahadi, whereas over here, that there is an anan sahadi, whereas over here there's no anan sahadi. It could be what he means is that it could be that be'emes, the things is truma, and therefore we don't know that the person is not serious in the first place. I'm not really sure what Tosfos means. However, Reb Shimon Shkop in Shabbat Yosher, Shar Zayin, Perek Ches, so he answers Tosfos' question in a different way. Reb Shimon explains that there's an actual difference between the Metzias in Nidrei Zeruzin and the Metzias in Neidron Naharogin. And that is that in the case of Nidrei Zeruzin, so both people, they understand that we're playing a game here. that, in fact, we learned that the Yerushalmi says that if one of them was serious and only the other one was joking, then both of them are batal. That the general case is that both parties realize that we're just playing a game here. And when we say neder, we don't really mean neder. Whereas, in Neijan Haragin, if the Harag knows that I'm just playing a game, so he's not going to trust me. It's not going to work. Obviously, he thinks that I'm serious, and therefore he accepts my neder or my shvua. So says Rav Shimon, because that when I'm speaking towards the Harag, that as far as he's concerned, that it sounds like a real shvua and a real neder, so that's enough that it's not going to take away the divrei haneder. The Hainu, that because I'm saying something, that I want it to sound like a divrei neder, so that's a reason that the neder is chal and is not batal me'elav, whereas my neder is ruzin, that I'm saying something that I know that it's being heard as something which is not a neder. So that is why, says Rav Shimon, that over here, it doesn't apply the heter of neder is ruzin. I believe that the Yushalmi has a different answer to Taisa's question, and that is that in Echinami, that Be'emes, the Yushalmi does not bring this halacha of being masna b'libay. And the reason is because of Taisa's kasha, because the Yushalmi doesn't hold of Reb Shimon's chiluk, and because he doesn't hold of Reb Shimon's chiluk, so therefore, just like Nidre Zuzan are mutter without a t'nai, so too the Nidre Naharogin is mutter without a t'nai. Now, even though the Bavli says in Be'emes that a person does have to be masna b'libay, but there's an amazing thing in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in Reb Shlomo Eger, in the Gelion Marsha, he brings the Tshuvas Maharal Bach, Tshuvas Maharal Ben Chaviv, Rav of Yerushalayim, that he says that this Isser, to be Nena Hayoim, it's only Drabon. He says that as they state also in Mabit, that the Maharal Bach and the Mabit say that this whole Musuk of that it's being usher today, it's only midrabanan, because midraisa, even without anything, it's mutter. Midraisa, the entire neder is batal mavot. Why is it batal mavot? Because it's just like nidre zruzin. Or in other words, that everybody who's looking on from the outside understands that I'm not taking a shvuah here, I'm not taking a neder here, that it's just a big game, just like the game of nidre zruzin. That is why the shitas hayushami is that I don't need to be masna at all. And that is why the shitas of the Marabach and the Mabit is that even according to the Bavli, the entire necessity to be masne is only derabonan. And for that same reason, it's mustaber to say that that's why the Shach and the Meiri say that a person can make a shvuah that with the t'nai koldu, even with the t'nai that is completely absurd, that nevertheless, because the reason why it's mutter is because the entire necessity for this t'nai is only derabonan. Because midaraisa, the entire shvua is not a shvua; it's just a big game. Now, this machlokes is going to be an afkamina to answer how to answer a kasha that the Acharonim ask. That the Mishnah says that there's a machlokes beis Hillel beis Shammai that is it only b'meshahu madirei, or is it afilu b'mesha eino madirei? That dahainu, if the gangster, so he says, I want you to take a neder from your wife, and you say, you know what? I won't be nana not just from a wife; I won't be nana from anybody. So, b'kai gavna, is it mutter or aser? And the Mishnah says that according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter. The question is that it's mashma from the Mishnah that the only reason why there's a heter on the things that you are ma'isif is because it's mutter l'haisif. What if it wouldn't be mutter l'haisif? That if it wouldn't be mutter l'haisif, then the iser would in fact be chal on whatever it was you were ma'isif. Fact the achrei makasha. That haray Beis Hillel is of the opinion that neder shehuter miktsasar huter kulay. That if you have a neder that's coiled two things, and one of them is chalan den maheter, so by default, the rest of the neder also falls apart. So if that's the case, so even if it would be usher to be maisif, haray, part of what you're neder is bata. So because part of what you're neder is bata, so the thing you're maisif, because it's neder shud miktasa, it should also be hutter kulay. What's the nafkamina of the fact that it's mutter lohisif? That's the kasha that they're chayim ask. And they give two opposite answers. And I think that these two opposite answers are totally in the lumdis of our Mishnah. That the first answer is the answer of the Karen Aru. The Karen Aru says that the only time that we say neder shehuter miktasa huter kulay is only ba'ofen that you have a divrei neder. It's just there was chal a heter on that neder. Dehainu in the case of nidre shkogos that I had a divrei neder, but it was chal a heter because it wasn't b'leiv shalim because I didn't realize that my father was there. So b'kagavna, that's called a neder with a heter. However, over here, it's not a neder b'chla. That's the answer of the Karen Aruch. The nidre zruzin, that Rav Shlomo Kluger. So he gives an opposite answer, that you know why it's not called Neder Shehuta Mektsasar Huta Kulay? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, because the Mishnah says that you have to say Beliba Hayoyim. Because you have to say Beliba Hayoyim, so it's Chal the Neder Klapi Hayoyim. Because it's Chal the Neder Klapi Hayoyim, so it's not called Huta Mektsasar. So it would seem that, what's the machlokes between the Karen Oyer and Rav Shlomo Kluger? The machlokes is that what is the gather of the Masnim Beliba Hayoyim? That according to the Karen Oyer, so be'emes, when a person makes a neder leharog, it's garnish mitnisht. It's mamish, just a big game. And therefore, it's not called a neder at all. Because it's not called neder b'klal, so that's why we don't say hotu miktsasar hotu kulei. However, that the Nijizu, he understood that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, the Bavli is saying serious business here, that the midaraisa, that it's not similar to Nidrei Zruzin, like Rav Shimon Shapkus Masbir, because over here you want the anus to hear that it's sounding like a different neder, and therefore it's not similar to Nidrei Zruzin, and therefore midaraisa it's chal. So that's the machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, or machlekes if the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi, that is Nidrei Naharagun similar to Nidrei Zruzin or not. Okay, so now we have the sugya of Dino de Malchusa Dino. That the Gemara in the Havamina didn't realize that we're speaking about a gangster, and it thought that this person that wants to take a tax from you, that wants to take your money, is really a legitimate person. And the Gemara asked, if that's the case, then it's forbidden for you to lie or to do any kind of harama to get out of paying the tax, because the halacha is the Dino de Malchusa Dino, and in fact, you're obligated to pay the tax. So first of all, the first thing I want to speak about is that what is the geder of Dina de Malchusa Dina? So our sugya is speaking about a case that because of the halacha of Dina de Malchusa Dina, so therefore the taxes that the Malchus is mechayev of the people have validity, and a person is obligated to pay them, and it is forbidden for him to get out of trying to pay it. This same idea is found in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara says, Teda, the Dina de Malchusa Dina, because Hare, the Malchus, so they take trees, we're speaking about a tax on trees, and they take trees from the people without asking their permission, and they use these trees to make bridges and other things, and we use these bridges, and we don't consider these bridges from Gezel, and the reason is because the halacha is Dina de Malchusa Dina, so therefore it's not, in fact, not Gezel, but rather it's legitimate that the Malchus takes such a thing. So that is clear in our Gemara and the Gemara Bava Kama, that because of the halacha of Dina de Malchusa Dina, so therefore the Malchus is allowed to make taxes and charge people money because for the different tzrochim of the Malchus. The question is, what if there's a Dina de Malchusa which has nothing to do with the Malchus themselves, but rather that the Dina de Malchusa has certain laws of how people should be noyig, made Adam l'chaver? So this is an issue that the Shach speaks about in Siman Ayin Gimel, Sifkot Lamites. It's a very long shach. He's speaking about the Rama over there. The Rama in Siman Ayin Gimel is discussing the halacha that if you have a malve that took a mashkan from a loive, and the loive didn't pay back the loan, so the malve wants to, at this point, use the mashkan and sell it. So the question is, that how long does he have to wait before he sells it? So there was a Dina de Malchusa in the times of the Rama that you have to wait a year before you sell the mashkan. So therefore, the Rama says that because the minig of the Dina de Malchusa is not to sell the mashkan for a year, so therefore it's forbidden to sell the mashkan until a year's time. To which the Shach says that ma pitom, that what's this have to do with Dina de Malchusa? Dina de Malchusa is only what the Malchus is taking for themselves, or he says that if there is no halacha in Shulchan Aruch, but something which, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to Chayesh Mishpat, is certainly permitted, so you can't come and tell me that I'm not allowed to do it because of Dina de Malchusa, that because Gavna, that there is a Shulchan Aruch, that there is a halacha that we have that is against the Dina de Malchusa, the Dina de Malchusa is completely irrelevant. That the Gra, interestingly, so he clearly agrees with the Rama, he doesn't even bring the Shach. So we have a machlekes here between the Rama and the Goyin against the Shach. It would seem that what is the gather of Dina de Malchusa? Is Dina de Malchusa only in a case of the when the Malchus is taking taxes for their tzrochim, or is the idea of Dina Malchusa also applicable that Bein Adam L'Chaver, when the Dina Malchusa tells us how to act, that in our monetary issues, Bein Adam L'Chaver? So the problem is that the Shach speaks about this problem, that the Pashtus, there's two Gemaras Mefurashos that seem to say, like the Ramah and the Goyim. What are these two Gemaras? First of all, the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis is speaking about the halacha that if the din of the Malchusa is that you can only be koine karka with a shtar, so then even though Alpi Dine Torah, Chazaka is enough, but because of the din of Malchusa, so you're not koine bechazaka. So that clearly is nothing to do with the Tzrachim, nothing to do with taxes, but it's just Bein Adam L'Chaveri, and nevertheless, the Gemara is Misyachis to Din L'Malchusa with the halachas of Bein Adam L'Chaveri. The second Gemara is in Gittin Dav Tes Mabez, and Dav Yudim Mabez, that is speaking about Shtareis Ha'oilais Barakaiseyim, that if you have a shtar, it doesn't say which shtar we're speaking about, but if you have a shtar that the non-Jewish courts made a certain shtar, and the Edom on the shtar were non-Jews, so nevertheless, even though the halach is that the shtar with non-Jewish Edus has no validity Alpi Din Torah, nevertheless, kol ha'shtaris ha'olis b'akriseyem have validity because of Dina de Malchusa, and therefore, whatever the shtar was trying to be Mekayim has Kiyum, and this also is similarly a raya to the Ramah and the Goyin, because the shtar, this mekach between between these two people has nothing to do with the trachim of the melech, it's not a tax, and nevertheless, the Gemara is misyaches to Dina de Malchusa. So the Shach, in parentheses, towards the ends of the Shach over there, so he's misyaches to these two Gemaras. So he says, first of all, the Gemara in Bava Basra is really not such a kasha, because the Gemara over there is speaking about that one of the people was, in fact, non-Jewish. And in the case that you have a Jew and a non-Jew, which are making a mekach between them, then, says the Shach, Avada, the halacha is that we are misyaches to the Dina Machusa. What about the Gemara in Gittin? So over there, he says an interesting thing. The Shach says that over there it's different, because over there you were poina to the Arkais, and therefore you were soimich on the Dina de Malchusa. It's not clear what the Shach means to say. Why is that a reason that we should be machshir this shtar if al pi halacha it's not a shtar? But that's what the Shach says, that it's different over there because you were poina to the Arkais. So there's an interesting thing that the Ramah and the Shach, so there are cases that they agree to each other. For example, that the Shach in Simon Shindun Vav, Sifkat and Yod, so he's speaking about that there was a Dina de Malchusa, that if you have a Geneva, that there was Yish and Shin Rishos, but which Api Halacha, so the Yish and Shin Rishos is Koina by a Geneva, but Api Dina de Malchusa, so the Dina de Malchusa doesn't recognize that Yish and Shin Rishos is a Kenyan, and therefore the Halacha is you have to give back the Geneva even after Yish and Shin Rishos. Says the Shach that over there, even though Api Halacha, it belongs to the person, to the Lokeach, but nevertheless, because the Minig is like the Dina de Malchusa, so then the Halacha is Nikva Api the Minig. So it would seem that the Shach doesn't mean to say that it's Midin Dina Malchusa, but rather that because it's a Minig, because the Minig is Mechayev. But nevertheless, we see that the Shach is at times Misyaches to the Dina de Malchusa, and when is that? That when is Echshu, it was in Nitvas, in Klal Yisrael, that they're physically noyeg al pi the Dina de Malchusa. The Ramah, also, is not clear-cut, that the Ramah, at the end of Shin Samach Tes, so he brings the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Tshuvas HaRashba is discussing that the Dina de Malchusa said that a husband doesn't yarshin his wife, whereas al pi Din Torah, a husband does yarshin his wife. So says the Ramah, the Bikai Gavna, so we don't care about the Dina de Malchusa. Why is that? Says the Ramah, that the only time that we're misyachis to Dina Malchusa, even though, according to the Ramah, we are misyachis to Dina Malchusa, afilo bidvarim shebein adam l'chaveroi, but nevertheless, that's only when it's letzorech tikun ha-medina. Says the Ramah, that when do we care about what the Malchus says? When they're saying something smart. When they're saying that, you know, we think that it's really letoivas hatzibor to make sasin shasha halacha. But what were the Malchus thinking when they decided that a husband doesn't yarshin his wife? Were they thinking that, is it really better that he should, or is it better that he shouldn't? No, they said, we have to make a rule. So they flipped a coin and they decided that we think it makes more sense. We think that the Fiyah Seder that will decide that a husband doesn't yashin his wife. But if it would have been the opposite, it would have also been good. So B'chai Gavna, then it's not L'toivas Hatzibor, so says the Ramah B'shem the Rashba, that Avada L'kuli Yama, you're not going to say B'chai Gavna Dida de Malchusa. So in the same vein of this Tshuvas HaRashba, so there's other Ramakimis that it's Muskum L'kuli Yama that we're not going to be Misachis to Dina de Malchusa, And that is, for example, that the Maharik was asked about that how should we dan ba'ifin that the Dida de Malchusa is that they don't have the klal of Yad Balashara Tochtoina, or the Shach speaks about a case of Dina de Malchusa that their Machshir Eid Echod. So b'kagavna avad l'kuliyama that ba'ifin that it's not l'toivas hatzibah, but rather that kach gozer chachmasam, that the Stam decided a certain halacha, but it's not necessarily l'toivas hatzibah. There, l'kuliyama, we're not going to be misaches to Dina de Malchusa. So to summarize, that we have two cases of Dina de Malchusa. One is when they make a tax, L'toivas HaMalchus, that's L'kulayama, and that is the Gemara Bayos, and that's the Gemara in Bava Kama. And then we have that when the Malchus has different laws about how a person should act, Bein Adam L'chaver. So that is B'pashtus, that when you have the Gemara in Bava Basra and Gittin that say that yes, but the Shach says that's only, first of all, when you're dealing with an Anjou, or B'ofen, that you're Soymech on the Erkois. But ba'ifin that there's a minik l'kuliyama, we are going to go after the Dida de Malchusa, and ba'ifin that it's stam that they decided without a reason, then l'kuliyama we're not going to go with the Dina de Malchusa. Okay, that was the first thing I wanted to speak about. The second thing I wanted to speak about is that what are the makaris of Dina Malchusa? Where does this halacha come from? Where does Shmuel get this idea that we're supposed to be misyaches to the Dina de Malchusa? So the Ran already speaks about this, and he already speaks about one of the nafkaminos. So that's how we're going to get into this. So what does the Ran say? The Ran says that the source of the koyach of Dina de Malchusa is because the melech owns the land, and therefore he can say that if you don't listen to what I say, so I'm going to chase you out of the land. So therefore, we're obligated to listen to the Malchus. The Rosh, in the Psakim Simon Yud Aleph, so he says it even more blatantly, that it's no different than a Hedyut. It's no different than a person, than a single person, that he owns a certain field. And he says, if you want to come into my field, so I have certain rules that you have to listen to if you want to come into my field. So that is how the Ran is Masbir Dina Malchusa, the Shoresh of Dina Malchusa. The Ritva, in Bava Metzia Ayin Gimel, so he says an interesting thing. He says that when a melech conquers a land, so he actually owns all of those people that he conquered, like avadim. That the din kibush mochama makes it that he has a certain ownership, avdus, on all the people, and because there is avadim, so obviously we have to listen to him. So the chaznish in the Chutim Simen Tezayin, so he says that it doesn't mamish mean an avdus. It means, I don't know, somewhat of a tvia, of a zechia. He doesn't exactly explain what it means, but it has something to do with the din of kibush melchama, that he owns the people. The third mahalach is in the Rashbam, in Bava Basra, Daf Nundal and Mabez, that he says that the reason why there's a din of Malchusa, is because the people are makabel berotzoi, because they agree to accept on themselves the whatever the halachas, the Malchus is going to make. So that's why it has the validity. It's not clear what the Rashbam means, because what's going to be if a person says that he doesn't want to accept? Are we going to say batal daitoy? It's not clear in the Rashbam, but lefi svara avada, the Rashbam doesn't mean to say that it's every individual's choice whether or not he wants to paskan like Shmuel of Dina de Malchusa. The next mahalach is the mahalach of Hefker Bezdin. So Hefker Bezdin, it's not mefurish really. The Rabbeinu Yoina in Bava Basra Daf and Dalam Abayz, so he compares the halacha of Dina de Malchusa to the halacha of Hefker Bezdin. Legabe the halacha that he's mechadish there, that Hefker Bezdin does not make kinyonim, but rather it only has the koyach to be mafker. In other words, that Hefker Bezdin can take away ownership, but it can't create ownership. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yoina, so Dina de Malchusa has nothing, it is the same thing. The Din Machusa can only be mafkia ownership, but it can't create ownership. The Dvar Vam in Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, so he's marich about this Rabbeinu Yoina, and he also understands that the Rabbeinu Yoina means to say that we learn out the halacha of Din Machusa from the halacha of Hefker Bezdin, and meaning that the halacha of Hefker Bezdin is a gzeras hakosov in Gittin, and from that we learn out the halacha of Din Machusa, and he brings a raya to this idea, but from the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Hei. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Hei says that the reason why that there's a koyach of Hefker Bezdin is because of the Shlita. And therefore, the Gemara says that that a person who has koyach of Hefker Beis Din in Bavel, so certainly he has koyach in Yerushalayim, because the srara in Bavel was a bigger srara than the srara in Eretz Yisrael. So we see from the Gemara that the koyach of Hefker Beis Din is novea from the srara. Says the Dvar Avraham, if the yisoid of Hefker Beis Din is from the srara, then it could be that you don't need to be Beis Din at all. It could be you don't even have to be Dayanim, you don't even have to be Jewish. But rather the idea of Hefker Beis Din is that any institution that has srara has the koyach to be mafgir, and that is what the limud of the Gemara in Gittin is when it learns out the halacha of Hefker Beis Din. So that is the fourth idea, that the mekor of Din L'Machusa is learned out from the psukim of Hefker Beis Din. And the final mekor, the final one that we're speaking about today, that is can be found in the Kiryat Sefer, in Gzeilah V'Aveda Perikei, which is where the Rambam brings this halacha of Din L'Machusa. And he says an interesting thing, that the mekor of the halacha of Din HaMachusa is from the Parshas HaMelech. That in Shmuel Aleph, so that after the people want to make a king, so Shmuel tells them different things that the king is going to do, and says the Kiryat Sefer that from that Parsha of the Parshas HaMelech, so we learn out the koyach of a melech. The Maritzchius by us, so he seems to say the same thing. Because the Maritzchius Bayah says that Shmuel, that says that Dina Machusa Dina, he's going to Shitasai, that there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel if about that parsha of Parshas HaMelech. That there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel if Kol HaAmar Parshas Melech, Melech Mutter Boy, that is he actually Mutter to do all the things that it says there? Or is it just trying, was Shmuel just trying to scare the people, but in fact the Melech, it's forbidden for him to carry out the things that it says about the Parshas Melech over there? So what are the nafkaminas between the different makaris? Let's just be mesakim bekitzer nimrats. So we have the idea of the Ran and the Rosh, that it's because of the schus bal hakarka. We have the idea of the Ritva, that it's midin kibush melchama, that he owns the people. We have the Rashbam, that it's midin kabbalah baratzon. We have the Dvar Avram, al pi the Rebbeinu Yoina, that it's midin hefker Beis Din. And we have the Kiryat Sefer and the Maritzchius, that it's midin parshas hamelach. So the first nafkamina is what it says in the Ran Bayos. That the Ran says that because the koyach of Dina Malchusa is because the Melech owns the land and he can chase you out, so what is going to be? But if he can't chase you out, Be'eretz Yisrael, the Melech doesn't have the right to chase you out because every Jew has a schus in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, says the Ran, so there's no halacha of Dina Malchusa in Eretz Yisrael. The Mechaber in Shin Samachtes Sivvav clearly argues on this Ran. He's quoting from the Rambam that he says, Bein Melech Yisrael, Bein Melech Akum, there is a halacha of Dina de Machusa. So let's think about the different reasons and we'll decide whether or not it makes sense that the halacha of the Ram. So obviously, the Ram is Shitasai, that according to the idea of Schus Balakarka, so in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't exist. Similarly, according to the Svara of Kibush Mochama, so it's Mistaber that when the Jewish king, that the Jewish king has no kibush milchama for the same reason, because it's the schus of the people themselves to come into Eretz Yisrael and not just because the king conquered them. If it's midin kabbalah baratzon, so avada, there's no difference. Midin hefker Beis Din, if it's midin srara, so obviously there's no difference. And similarly, if it's midin Parshas HaMelech, then Alachas Kama V'Kama, Hare, the Iker Parsha of Parshas HaMelech was said in Eretz Yisrael. So it would seem that according to the last three reasons, so then the Halacha of Din HaMachusa applies equally in Eretz Yisrael, and that is why the Mechaber paskins the way he does. The second issue on Din HaMachusa is what about something which has nothing to do with Karka? This is 2 days in the Ramah, in Sifches, in Shin Samachtas over there. So the Ramah brings 2 days that what about things which have nothing to do with karka? Or in other words, when it comes to taxes, so avada, the din malchusa has a koyach. But what's going to be? But about what, that according to the opinions that the din malchusa can get involved beidalam chaveroi. So can they only get involved in the beidalam chavero when it comes to karka or other things as well? So the going over there is masbir that it's really a machlekes how to understand the Gemara in Gittin, because the Gemara in Gittin says that kol ha'olim b'shtari arkois, that any shtar that's done in arkois has validity. So says the Gaon, so the question is, which kind of shtaros are we speaking about? That maybe we're only speaking about shtaros which are trying to give over the ownership of karka, or maybe it's speaking about anything. If it's speaking about the a shtar between a worker and the person he's working for, if it's for kinyan metatlin, maybe the pstimas hadvarim would be that any shtar whatsoever so has validity, and therefore we would say din lemachusa afilo by things which are not applicable to karka. So that according to the Ran, that the side of din lemachusa is mikoyach the bailus of the karka. So according to the Ran, so then it makes sense, like the Dayan and the Ramah, that it's only by things which have to do with karka. However, that when it comes to the metatlin, when it comes to a person working for his friend, so b'kai gavna, the melech doesn't have a daya. Whereas according to all the other answers, including kibosh mochama, so it would make sense that like the other tzad, that even by things that don't have to do with the karka, so then dina malchusa does apply. And the third nafkamina that I want to speak about is, what if there's no malchus at all? Dehainu, that nowadays there's almost no places that have real kings, but rather they have democracies. Dehainu, that there's no king, but rather that there's a representative of the people themselves, which is the ruler. So what is going to be in such a case? So the emes is that the Yamshel Shlomo in Bava Kamma Perek Yod Siman Yud Ches, so he already speaks about this idea of that there's no actual melech, and he says that nevertheless there's still a halacha of dina d'machusa. So over here it's already more complicated, because first of all, like the Ran, that it's midin schus bala karka, so obviously in that in a democracy, so the democracy doesn't own the land, but rather every person individually owns his land. If it's midin kibush, so over here certainly the prime minister or the president doesn't have any ownership over the people of his country. So then there's no mekor of dina d'machusa. If it's from the Parshas Melech, like the Kiryat Sefer, so also that the din melech was only said by a melech, but by a democracy, so there's no Parshas Melech. So what's left? So according to the Rashbam, that is the Haskama Midas, so it'll be applicable by a democracy as well. But we said that the Rashbam Stamazah, you have to know what he means, what's going to be if a person is not Makaba. But what's left is the Svara of the Dvar Avram. That according to the Svara of Hefker Bezdin, if we say that the Koyach of Hefker Bezdin was not only said by Bezdin, but rather was said by any case of Svara, then this halacha will be true by the Svara of a democracy as well. However, and this is an important however, by a democracy, even though, according to a lot of tzadim, it could be that there's no halacha of din and machusa, however, it could very well be that they have a koyach from a whole different place. And that is that in Tzitz Eliezer, in Chelek Tez Zayin, Simen Nun, so he brings from the Tshuvas Harash, which is really based on the Gemara and Bava Basra Dav Chesem HaBeis, that whenever you have B'nei Ha'ir, so then you can have, there's a musag of Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, the representatives of the people, and these Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, the representatives of the people themselves, so they have the koyach to make halachos, again, that whatever is the toivas of the people, and even to punish for a person who's not going to listen to what they say. So, says the Tzitz Eliezer, B'Shem Tshuvas HaRosh, so b'kaigavna, that you have any group which is coming mikoyach the people, then they have the halacha of Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir. And that, in fact, is the case by every democracy. That any time that you have people who are elected by the people, so then they have the koyach because they're coming from the people. So b'kai gavna, so even though according to a lot of the svaras of din and d'machusa, it's not going to be applicable by a democracy. However, from the halacha of Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, so everything is going to be valid for the same reason. Okay, so to summarize what we spoke about in din and d'machusa, so first of all, we spoke about the machlokes between the Rama and the Goyin against the Shach. That is the halacha of Dina de Malchusa only speaking about when they make taxes, or is it even speaking about the laws that they make? That the second thing that we spoke about is that what is the makoros of Dina de Malchusa and what is the nafkaminas? We spoke about three nafkaminas. First of all, the Ran about Eretz Yisrael, and the second of all, that if you have some laws which don't have to do with karka, and third of all, the halacha of a democracy. There's another thing, and that is that things which are just for safety things, for the things which are clearly what the Chasam Sefer calls nimusim, so then that the Chasam Sefer has a tshuva where he says that Over there, Lekuliyama, there's no machlekes, that Lekuliyama, that there's always a halacha of dina de mechus adina. It could be that he's really basing himself on the Tshuvas Harash that we mentioned. A final thought on dina de mechusa is that something that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, and that he writes that we don't have to be embarrassed, we don't have to be worried about Chil Hashem if we say in a certain case that there's no halacha of dina de mechusa, because we don't mean to say that where a person is forbidden to listen to the dina de mechusa, but rather we just mean that there's no religious obligation to listen to the dina de mechusa. And he says Rosh Hashanah Zamin, that's exactly what any Chiloni is also saying. He also believes that there's no religious obligation because he doesn't believe in any religious obligations. Rather, Rosh Hashanah Zamin says that when a person is, when we're saying dina de mechusa, we just mean that there's no religious obligation, but if there's a moral obligation, so then whatever the Chiloni thinks, that's what we think as well. So it's an interesting idea, but lemaise, that if you speak to Chilonim about this, so you see that it doesn't really go, because of an interesting thing, that that most of the Chilonim, they have a religious passion for Dina de Malchusa. That even though, that the if you ask them, is it religious, they'll say no, but they treat it as if it's a religious thing, that it's a koyach of Dina of the Malchus, that the law is something which is holy in their eyes. And obviously it's really coming from a yearning of the Jewish neshama, which is hoping, which is looking for some kind of objective laws which are going to be mechayev them. But lemaise, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that lemaise, there shouldn't be a difference between the frum yid and the chiloni when it comes to looking at the din malchusa, because even if there's no din malchusa, it doesn't take away from the fact that there's a moral obligation. Okay, now I want to speak about the sugya of dvarim shebalev, that the Gemara tells us that even though dvarim shebalev edam dvarim, but over here, so if a person thinks beliba hayoim, so his dvarim shebalev are poyal. Why? Because legabi oinsin shiny. So the question is, what does this Gemara mean? What does it mean when it says legabi oinsin shiny? So the Ran says that what it means is that hecha diiko oinsa hach unsa mefarish leile dibure de hayoim kamer. Because we're in a matzav of oines, so the oines is mefarish, that it's keilu dvarim shebagali, that everybody understands that when a person says zed peres oilam stam b'kai gavna, so his kavana is that he only wants to ask sir the peres hayoim. However, Tosfos in Shavuos Tav Chavav Mebeis, the Ramas Chagomar, so he says a different mahalich. Says the Tosfos in Shavuos that be'emes, there's a klal gadol. What's the klal? That this halacha, the dvarim shebalev enem dvarim, that's only ba'ofen that it's not soiser the dvarim shebepeh, but ba'ofen it's only ba'al faresh dvarim shebepeh, b'kagav the dvarim shebalev havyon dvarim. Frek Tosfos Ebezei is what's the pshat in the Gemara in the Dorim? What's the pshat in our sugya? If it is such a cloud that lefaresh, so then that a person can always be samech and dvarim shebalev, so why does the Gemara say la'insim shiny? Says Rabbeinu Tam, we're only speaking about in Am Haaretz. The Gemara says elsewhere that ba'ofen that a person in Am Haaretz says an interesting perush to his neder, so we're machmer on him. However, by a Talmud Chacham, so the Gemara does not matzrich in oinus. That this idea that the Tosfos bring up is famous as being the Das HaRashba in Kiddushin Daf Memtes, that the Rashba is Miyase, this klal, that whenever Dvarim Shebalev are not coming to be Seisr Divrei HaPeh, but rather to be Meisif, or to be Mefarish, so Bekagavdin, the Dvarim Shebalev, Havyon Dvarim. And as we would expect, so the Rashba by us, so he goes with the same halach as Taisus and Shavuos. However, he's Meisif on Taisus and Shavuos, because he doesn't want to say a Doichuk that we're only speaking about in Amaretz, and therefore the Rashba says that Bekahai Gavna, that a person who would be pashtus, would listen to you, he wouldn't think that you're being mefarish, because the pashtus of when a person says, yes, rupes olam alai, the pashtus is le'olam, even though that aliba de emes, when a person says hayoim, it's called a perish. But because lefum riyata, it's a stira, so therefore we're machmer without an oines, afilu bayat hamchocha. However, it says, according to Tosfos and the Rashba, so the reason that the Gemara means la'ins are shiny is that ba'ines, that's why we go by so the dvarim shebalev. Why? Because ba'ines, there's no reason to be machmer on the Talmud Chacham, but we are samich on the din midina, that whenever the dvarim shebalev are not being says to the dvarim shebepeh, so the halacha is dvarim shebalev havyon dvarim. Now, what is the shaila? That in what is this chiddush tolei in? So I saw a fascinating thing that from Reb Chaim Telzer, that it's brought down in the Sefer called Teres Resha Yeshivas. So he brings a shtickle from Reb Chaim Telzer that he clears the following chakira. When we say Dvarim Shebalev, Lo Havyon Dvarim, so what do we really mean to say? Do we mean to say that the Dvarim Shebalev, they don't have enough koyach to be mitzachis to them? that whenever it comes to Dini HaTorah, so you need a certain kind of Ratzon, that the level of Ratzon is the level that the person has when he speaks something, but the Hachlata that of Advarim Shebalev is never considered enough of a Hachlata to be Poyal and Halacha, or maybe not. Maybe that the Hachlata of a person of Advarim Shebalev is considered a Hachlata, just that it's not as stark a Hachlata as Dvarim Shebalev, and therefore whenever we have a Stira between the Dvarim Shebalev and Dvarim Shebalev, we're going to go after the Dvarim Shebalev. However, says Reb Chaim, maybe that doesn't mean that Dvarim Shebalev don't have enough koyach to be poya. So Reb Chaim tells us, says that Pashtus, we can bring a clear raya to one of these tzadim from the halacha of an Anan Tzahadi. What happens by an Anan Tzahadi? That whenever we know what a person is thinking, or what's called Dvarim Shebalevai Ubalev Kol Adam, so the halacha is that we do paskin based on the Dvarim Shebalev. If the person says that he didn't have Dvarim Shebalev, so then we don't go by the bus of the Anan Tzahadi. However, if the person's Dvarim Shebalev are maskim to the Anan Tzahadi, so we go by the Dvarim Shebalev. So we see clearly that even though the thing is that this is not Dvarim Shebalev, it's only a Hachlata Shebalevai, nevertheless, we're able to paskin based on the Dvarim Shebalev. So l'chura, this is a clear raya to the Rashba and the Tosfos. However, Chaim tells us says that it's not necessarily a raya. Why is that? Because in the case of an Anan Tzahadi, so there's a hechrich to his Dvarim Shebalev. Dahainu, either there's a halachic hechrich, because to do otherwise would be an avera, or there's a practical hechrich, because there's a certain doichik, there's something being ma'anis him, so then b'kai gavna, so his Dvarim Shebalev is not 100% bechira, but rather there's some external hechrich which is forcing him to make this certain bechira, and therefore it's not it's his ratzon pnimi which we're seeing, but rather we're seeing this hechrich chitzoni which is in fact a Dvarim Shebegalei. So what would be if it would have something which is, there's no hechrich chitzoni, there's something which is 100% bechiras libay, but somehow, we'll get to how, but somehow we have information about what's going on inside of this person's heart. So b'kai gavna, that there's no hechrich chitzoni, and it's 100% a person's bechiras libay, so maybe b'kai gavna, that the Dvarim Shebalev actually have no validity whatsoever, they don't have enough koyach to be mechel chalesim. So to bring out this question, so the Rav Chaim tells her rings a Marid Gezach, and that is the Ran later on in the Darim Dav Ayin Tesamid Aleph. The Gemara over there, so it says that there's a din hakoma that if a wife makes a neder, so there's a din that her husband that he could be made for it, and also he can be mekayim it. That so the Gemara has a shayla. What's the halacha of hakoma belev? So the Brisa says the hakoma belev is a hakoma. So the Ran, he says, what is the makar? The hakama belev is a good hakama. So the Ran says, we can learn it out from shtika b'yom shaymai, that the halacha is that if the husband is not mefer for an entire day, so then the halacha is it's hukam me'elav, like it says in the psukim. Says the Ran, that this shtika b'yom shaymai, so that he never said anything, and nevertheless the halacha is that the shtika makes a hakama. So if the shtika, which is Dvarim Shebalev, makes a hakama, so who adin, that if he makes a hakama belev, so then that immediately that hakama belev will have the validity of a hakama. So Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas there, he asks a very famous question, and that is that there's a big difference between shtika b'yom shamay and hakama belev, and that is that shtika b'yom shamay, so Anan Tzahadi, that the reason why he was shaysik is because he's nichalei with a neder. And in other words, because there's Anan Tzahadi, because everybody understands what he's trying to say, so it's as if he shouted that he wants the nether. So b'kai gavna, that it is Dvarim Shebegalei, so it's not Dvarim Shebalev. Masha ein kein hakama belev, that l'chur it's Dvarim Shebalev, and therefore it shouldn't be able to make a hakama. That is the kasha of Reb Kveger, and he blives b'tzarech ian godol. Says Reb Chaim tells her that, you know what's pshat in the Ran? The Ran says that, you know why Anan Tzahadi works? The only reason why Anan Tzahadi works is because Anan Tzahadi is not Dvarim Shebalev. It's not enough that we know what's going on in his heart, but rather we need that there should be a hechrich chitzoni that makes it that it's not considered Dvarim Shebalev. That ba'ifin, that it's a bechiras liboy, 100% bechira, so b'kagavni, even if we have an external knowledge, it's not going to help. The only time that you find that the Nantzahadi works, that's only ba'ifin, that it's not bechiras liboy, but rather that there was a hechrich chitzoni to be machlit, whatever it was, he was machlit. But what if we have an external knowledge based on the fact that that the entire day passed and he didn't, mefer, so we can figure out that during those hours of Hakama, so he was really nichale. That, says Reb Chaim Telzer, says the Ran, that that's called Dvarim Shebalev. Because just because we know, it doesn't make it more than Dvarim Shebalev. It's 100% Dvarim Shebalev. It doesn't have the koyach of an ansadi. And therefore, from the fact that it works, ba'ofen, that we have an ansadi, ba'ofen, that we know what was going, ba'b'chibas liboy, so we can learn out from there that by Hakama, Dvarim Shebalev, Havyon Dvarim. So that, says Reb Chaim Telzer, is the Yisoid HaMachlokes of what is the Pshat in Anan Tzahadi. Is the Pshat in Anan Tzahadi that it's enough that to have a Giloy to the Dvarim Shebalev, or do you need that it's not called Dvarim Shebalev? Because maybe Dvarim Shebalev Amitim, Loi Havyon Dvarim, ever. So that is how he's Masbir the Shitas Haran, and it comes out a beautiful thing that the Ran is Lashitosai, because the Ran by us doesn't say like Taisvis, but the Ran says that the reason why Lo'in is shiny is because the Onis turns it into Dvarim Shebagoli. That the Matzav of the Anis, he turns it into a Matzav Dvarim Shebagoli. So it's as if everybody understands that a person is Mamas shouting that he only wants the thing to be asserted Hayoim. So we see that this Ran is Mamas Lashitosai, that he's going with the Shita in Ayin Tes, that Be'emes, the Yisoid of Dvarim Shalev, Havyon Dvarim, is that Dvarim Shalev don't have enough koyach to be payach halaisim. The Umazois, the Shitas HaRashba, and Shitas HaTaisis is that Dvarim Shalev, Be'ikaron, do have enough koyach to be payach halaisim. It's just that they can't be payal neged Dvarim Shebepeh. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph says that Harei Netilus Ha'elu Karbon Im Einan Niktasois, Talis Zu Karbon Im Einan Nisrefes, Yesh Lahem Pidyon. So the Gemara is Masber and Rabbeis, that what's going on here, that we had some Natiyas, and there was a gigantic wind that was Kimat tearing these Natiyas out of the ground, and similarly, there was a fire, and this fire, it looks like it's going to burn up the Talus. So this person, so he says that if the Natiyas, or the Talus, if they make it through the day, so I'm making what the Mishnah calls a carbon, the Ran has 2 days, if we're speaking about Kedushas Domim, or if we're speaking about a Koinam Klodi. But whatever it is, so the Gemara says that what is the Havamina? What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that you would have thought Andrish? So the Gemara says as follows: V'sagadaitich the ma'isikadaite delo misnatzan umishem haki kanader. That you would think that really this person had no gemiras das that there should ever be a koinam. That this person, the only reason why he said what he said is because he thought that it's completely irrelevant. He thought that there's no chance in the world that his natias or his talis are actually going to be saved. So the Gemara says komashmalan. But the Gemara doesn't explain what the Kamashmalan is. So when we come to decide what does the Kamashmalan mean here, so we have to understand what exactly what this Havamina was. So at first glance, it seems that this exact Havamina is the standard case of what we had not long ago, and that is a smachto. And that is that if a person is mischayev himself in whatever kind of hischayevus he wants, that and the only reason why he's mischayev himself is because he thinks that it's not going to come into fruition, it's not going to be nogea lemaisa. So b'kai gavna we say that he didn't have gemiras das for the hischayevus, and therefore the hischayevus is actually not chal. So it would seem that's exactly what the Gemara means in the Havamina. That because this person, he only makes the neder on the tzad that the neder is not going to come into fruition, dehainu, that it's nasmachto, so therefore you think that the neder is not chal. So that the Gemara says, komashmalan. So the question is, what is the komashmalan? Or in other words, does the Gemara mean to say that komashmalan, that there's no issue of a smachto by nedarim? That you would think the Havamina was the Nedarim is like Kinyanim, the Kamashmalan, that Nedarim is different than Kinyanim, or is it Kamashmalan that over here it's not called an Asmachta? So if you look at Tosfos and Dibur Maschil, the Ikar Zikun Afisha, so Tosfos says that Gomar Beliba Lehakdishon, so the Kamashmalan is that Be'emes he has Gemiras Das Gemura, Shazavarhu Shiocholios de Misnatzlan, that he realizes that Kamashman, that he realizes that there is a tzad that's going to be saved. Dehainu, that the Shakla Vatari in the Gemara is actually what is the Gemira's Das of the person, what is this person thinking? I think that the Taisis is a Deichik, that the Gemara would have a Shakla Vatari about how much the chances this person is thinking about, that if there's a chance that it's going to be saved or not. But let's think let's take a look if this halacha is really pashut. So we have the Shitas Tosfos is the Kamashmalan that there is an inyan of a smachta by nedarim. The Shulchan Aruch in Chayshe Mishpat Simen Reish Zayin Seif Yutes says neder ushvur etikias kaf mahani afilu bi asmachta. So the Mechaber that says very clearly that there's no issue of a smachta by nedarim. What's the makor? So in the Be'er Gerlo and in the Sma, so they bring that the Makor of the Mechaber is from the Mordechai in Bava Kamma, B'Shem, the Maharami Rutenberg. And they explain his reasoning as well, that Maharami Rutenberg says, because Roiv Nedarim are Al Yedei Asmachto, like the Avikal and the Dorim, Yaakov Avinu, that Im Yeh Elokim Imadi, that he made a neder, that if Hashem will help him. So says the Maharami Rutenberg that we see from that a person can make a neder, that there is a chalos nedarim afilu b'yasmachta, and we don't say that he needs the same gemiras das as he needs by kinyanim. Now the raya of the Maharam, parenthetically, is not a raya l'kolayama, because like we learned in the sugya of asmachta, that assumption that any time the person says im, that's called an asmachta, that is in fact the shita of Rav Haigoin and the Ramban. However, Rav Yishonim be'emes argue. The Mechaber, the Shitasoi, so it makes sense that he understands this raya, because the Mechaber paskins like the Ramban. Akopanim, so far what do we have? So far we have the Shitas Tosis by us, is that there is an inyan of asmachta by Nedarim, and the Shita of Maharami Rutenberg is that there's no inyan of asmachta by Nedarim, the Hainu that Nedarim are chal afilu ba'ifin, that there's less Gemiras Das. Now, in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, so the Chochmah Shlema, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, so he's been saying a very interesting thing, and that is that the Pashas, it's a Mefurish HaMachlagis Rishonim in Sanhedrin Dav Chav Hei. What's going on in Sanhedrin Dav Chav Hei? So over there, there's a Shaila of Mesachik Bokubio, that a gambler, that he's Pasul Le'edus, and there's a Shaila in the Gemara, why is he Pasul Le'edus? So the Gemara brings that there is one day in the Gemara that he's Pasul Le'edus because he's a Gazlan Drabanan, because of Smachta Lokanya. As the Gemara says, that what is that day that considers such a thing in a smachta, and therefore a smachta is lokanya. So it says, that daya is, that Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Reb Tarfon, di'omar, that ein echad mehem nozir, lefi shaloi nitna nazirus, elo lehafla. So the Gemara brings the shita, we've seen this earlier in Daf Chaf Aleph, that shita, so Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Reb Tarfon, is that there's a halacha miyuchedes in nazirus, that if a person doesn't know for 100% if he's becoming a nazir or not, so it's not chal nazirus. So Tosis, at the bottom of the page, he brings a kasha from the Rivan that he doesn't understand. What is the tzustat from Shita Sebuta Reb Tarfon to Kinyanim? Hare, by nazirus, there is a mefurish gzeras akosuv. It says kiafli, and therefore Sebuta Reb Tarfon, so he learns out that there's a special halacha that a person has to know what he's doing. But whereas, how can you learn out from there to Kinyanim? So the first teretz, the Rivan himself says that in a chenami, the gzeres akosuv is by nedarim, is by nazirus, but we can learn out from nedarim to other things. Whereas the Tosfos brings that the das hari is that in a chenami, that you can't learn out from nedarim because over there there's a special gzeres akosuv. But nevertheless, he explains that nevertheless the Gemara brings a dimyun in how he understood the gzeres akosuv, that akorchach that's l'shitosi. So the formiyata, it's mefurish that there's a machlekes between the Rivan and the Ri, if the Be'emes, we can learn out Shar Dvarim from Nedarim, Legabe the Halacha of Asmachta Lokanya, or in other words, that is there an issue of the regular issue that we have in Kinyanim of Asmachta Lokanya, is this issue in fact true by Nedarim as well? The Ramban, that we saw with Andav Chav Zayin, so at the end of the Shtikl over there, so he also writes that this Inyan of Asmachta is only an Inyan by Mamonis, however, by Nedarim not. He doesn't explain why, but we can also add him to the list. So the Shitas Haramban is that there's no inyan of Asmachta by Nedarim, just like the Shitas of Maharami Rutenberg, whereas the Shita of Tosfos by us, that is that there is an inyan of Asmachta by Nedarim as well. In Vosgeit the Machlekes, what is the Shorash of Machlekes? So on this I saw that Reb Nachum Pertzovitz, at the very beginning of the Perek, so he says that this is totally in the old Chakira that we've spoken about numerous times, and that Reb Shimon Shkop speaks about, that what is the Gemiras Das that we need for Nedarim? That is Nedarim Dumya to Shar Chalaisim that a person does, that a person has to have Gemiras Das for the Chalais? Or maybe it's enough that he has Gemiras Das for the Divrei HaNeder. He only has to have Kavana for what he's saying. He doesn't have to have Gemiras Das and the Chalais HaNeder. So Reb Nachum says that is good for the Machlokes Yishonim here in Dosgeit the Shaila, if there's an issue of Asmachta by Nedarim or not. And for our purposes, that is the Machlokes, how to learn the Maskanas HaGemara. The Avada in the Havmin of the Gemara, so there was an issue of Asmachta by Nedarim. And the Shaila is, what's the Kamashmalan? Is the Kamashmalan, that we're not speaking about Asmachta, but rather that there is Gemiras Das, like it says in Tosfos, or Lulei Tosfos, we could say the Kamashmalan, that there's no inyan of Asmachta by Nedarim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.